This is Phil Ferrand, and I am not driving home. My car won't start. I think I've mentioned that it's been doing this sporadically, and it's been doing so good. It's just been doing so good. I think I mentioned that every time there for a while, I was getting in my car and putting the keys in and saying, okay, little car, it's time to be a hero. Oh, that's what I didn't say. Okay, let's try that. Okay, little car, it's time to be a hero. Yeah, nothing. I got no click. I got nothing. So my father-in-law is on his way over. So this is probably going to be quick by the time they get in the car and they get over here and blah, 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 blah. But at least we can do a little update and then I can just take this home and just have the car hauled tomorrow. So I am sitting in the parking lot at this point of my major client and my father-in-law is coming and it will be great. This is episode 337, I think. Last night when I was looking through stuff, there was just nothing that struck my fancy as far as a topic went. I had watched a few things. I went, maybe, but just nothing was striking my fancy. And so I thought, you know, I'm just going to chat today. As far as updates go, I'm doing my read-through. That seems to be going fine for the third book, Windfall, The Straight Gate. So that's coming along. I think getting the pieces together for the cover, it was sadness. I found this picture that I thought, oh, that's a good picture. And then I may have mentioned this last week. And then I actually downloaded it and looked at it and it was like, oh, no good. Because I'm not that good at building these covers, but whoever had composited this thing together, he was worse than I was. I'm not going to go put something on my cover that is worse than what I would normally put through. So forget that. So I'm going to have to build my own. So I went and I found a bunch of extra shots and but it's fine. Fine. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So all that's going fine. Everything at work is going fine. It's going fine. We just had a meeting today and it all went really well and had a whole bunch of things to get through. I was really surprised that we actually got through all of them. That's all puttering along. Everything's good there. As far as stuff to talk about today, I was, talking to a friend over the weekend. I had another breakfast with a buddy today. And, we were talking about living in that tension of having goals, having things you're trying to get to, knowing that there's a lot that you're trying to accomplish, that you're trying to actually get under control, and living within that tension of it not being done yet. That discipline of moving forward step by step, figuring out what needs to be done next, doing it, moving to the next step, moving to the next step, moving to the next step. And I was talking to my buddies about writing and how that, I've got this big, massive goal of writing these 24 books and that it's easy, it's easy to start getting bound up and, man, you got 21 more books to go. That's crazy. How are you ever going to get that done? Blah, 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 all that stuff. And, if you focus on that, you're not going to get it done. What you really have to do is you just have to figure out, what do I do next? Do that next. And then do the next thing next, and then do the next thing next, and then do the next thing next. One of the projects, we've got like 3 projects going simultaneously at work. One of them is a big deal. I'm working on, actually, they're all big deals, but one of them's really complicated. It's not just a matter of setting them up and knocking them down. It's really complicated. And it's a whole new way of doing things for the client, and there's just a lot of ways that it could go bad. And so as I'm working on that, I'm always thinking, oh, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, help this not to go bad. Help this to be useful for them, because they're spending a lot of money to put this up. And it's, you know, if I focused on all the things that could go wrong with it, it would never get done. But what you really have to do is not focus on that. Just focus on, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? And just keep moving forward. And it's amazing when you do that, how that things open up. You know, I found that if I try to figure out everything before I start anything, that there's a good chance it's not going to get done. And even if I do try to figure out everything, and I think I have everything figured out, 9 times out of 10, when it all gets said and done, you know, I have gone through and I've changed enough stuff that while it's good to start thinking through things, and while it's good to plan, and I'm a big believer in planning, nonetheless, I also realize that there are whole sections of stuff that can't be planned. I'm looking through my glove box. If we have to leave the car here, I'm trying to figure out all the things that I don't need. So it's always good, you know, to plan, but there's always things that, as you're working on big projects, there's stuff that you can't plan. But what's fascinating is, if I got all bound up on not being able to figure out all that minutia, I might never get started. Because sometimes you just have to get started, and then when you get into it, it's like, oh, yeah. Because it needs to cascade. You know, you need to figure A out, and once you have A figured out, then you can figure out B, and then once you have B figured out, then you can figure out C. And it was interesting, this latest epilogue that I was working on, at first I thought it was from one perspective, and then I thought, no, it'd be greater if it's from another perspective. And so then I thought, oh, that's right. Well, we'll just do it from that perspective. And I got so far into the epilogue that I just came to this dead zone. I was writing it from that perspective, and then it just went dead on me. And I was like, what? What just, what? And I was like, this is not going to work. And then I'd back up, and I'd like, no, no, it's working. It's working up to this spot. And then I realized, oh, that's because right here it needs to change perspective, which I had never done in an epilogue before. They had always been from single perspectives, but this is only the third one, so I can do anything I want. As soon as I thought, no, it has to change perspective, then it was like, click, 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 click. Okay, here it is. Now we got it. You know, because in order to set up that big emotional moment, you really had to see it from both sides. And it's stuff like that, to me, that's just so fascinating. That I had no idea that was going to happen going into it. And yet, it's like the story just stops cooperating with you at that point. I mean, it's like going along pretty good, and then as soon as you get to that point where it's not going in the right direction, the story just says, nope, we're done. We're done until you get this figured out. And, you know, so then you stop, and you look at it, and then you get a little whisper, and then it's like, hey, do it this way, and then you move forward some more. So I think one of the real keys in life is learning to develop that trust that it's going to work out. You know, that you move forward, you're diligent, you work, you move forward, you move forward. And when you do get stuck, just take a breath, take a step back, take a look at what's going on. Listen. See if you can, you know, find a different direction. And sometimes when you do find those different directions, they come out of the clear blue and they can do, you know, just amazing things. It's interesting. I was talking to a buddy a couple of weeks ago, and then buddy I talked to this morning, and he was telling me a story about his brother and how his brother was in college or in university and was walking back to his dorm one day and just very clearly saw this image, had a vision, saw this image of a door and saw a number on the door that corresponded, you know, to a number that would be in, I guess, in his dorm. And so, you know, he thought, wow, that's kind of weird. And so he felt like he should really. And so he goes up to finds this door, you know, wanders through, finds this door. As far as I know, doesn't know the person behind this door, and knocks on the door. And, you know, door opens and guy is there. And he said, this is going to sound really strange. He said, but I was just walking across campus and I had this vision of this door with your door number on it. And I thought I'd come and see if you were okay. And he said the guy just broke down and started crying. Because apparently his like grandmother, he had just gotten word that his grandmother had died. You know, those kind of occurrences, when that happens, granted, you can say, ah, oh, that didn't happen to you, and you can deny the experience. But for my buddy's brother, there's no question in his mind that that happened. Just like I've got things in my experience that there's no question in my mind that they happened. And for me, they are unexplainable in terms of any kind of natural phenomenon. I've told that story about, but for if you might be new, several years ago, my daughter, she had a boyfriend, and she was wanting to go see her biological mom. She had a car, went out to start it, wouldn't start. Ta-da, like my situation right now. So we jumped it, and boom, started. I said, okay, sweetie, it's either the battery, it's the alternator. So, you know, if it's the battery, you're going to be fine. You'll be able to drive down there. I'll give you the jumper cable. Someone will jump you when you get there. Drive back. Ta-da, everything will be great. If it's the alternator, I said, you're going to drive for a little bit, and then it's going to die. But I said, you know, you've got a cell phone, you call me, say my car's dead, I'll come get you. I said, so it's fine. So you can still, you know, head down there. So they got away from the house about 5 minutes later, you know, the car dies and she calls me, Dad, car's dead. Okay, great. Where are you? So-and-so place. We're bound by Crystal Cave. Okay, no problem. I'll come and get you. So I get my keys. I'm walking out the door. My hand hits the door. And just as it hits the door latch, I hear this voice inside my head, and it says, see now, if you were a prophet, you would call your daughter and say, look, everything's okay. Just wait 5 minutes. There'll be a blue car that comes around the corner, flag it down, catch a ride back to the house. And I laughed, ha, 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 you know, because I just thought, oh, that's just my flesh, you know, because I'm trying to figure out a way not to go get my daughter and be inconvenienced and whatever, so... never mind. So I get in my car and I drive down there. They were about 5 minutes away so it took me about 5 minutes to get down there. As I'm pulling into the driveway on Crystal Cave to turn around to pick them up, this steel blue car comes around the corner, drives right past them, slows down. The guy rolls down his window and says, hey, are you guys okay? It's a kid, a young man, who is living with my next door neighbor at the time, would have had to drive right by my house to get to his house. And I started laughing, you know, and my daughter was like, what? And I said, oh, Jesus is just having a little fun with me. So there are people that can say, no, you didn't have that experience. But I know I had that experience. And you don't need many of those kind of experiences to convince you that there's something else going on in this world besides just the natural. And it was interesting because a couple of weeks ago when I was talking with a buddy who is a physicist. He's very much in the real world. He's physics, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But yet he's fascinated by this whole supernatural thing. And he was telling a story about a local music store. He said he knew these parents. They wanted to buy their daughter a violin because she's starting to play violin. So they go into the store. They've got a fixed amount of money that they're going to spend. You know, they really can't afford to spend more than that. And so they're looking at the violins. They find the one that just seems to be the right violin, but it's too expensive. You know, they can't afford it, not with what they were going to spend. And they're like, no, it's just too expensive. And there's a guy sitting behind them, I guess, playing the guitar and kind of listening, and puts the guitar down, walks up to them and says, listen, let me do something for you. And so he hands them, you know, money, just hands them money. It's the exact amount that they need over what they were going to spend to get this violin. And they turn around to thank him, and the guy is gone. Now, I'm sure all of us think, man, I'd like God to send an angel to give me money. Why that happens sometimes and it doesn't happen other times, I don't know. I have no idea. It's just one of those things, you know? But just because it doesn't happen all the time doesn't mean it never happens. And what I have found in moving through life is that when you have big things to do, when you have things you're trying to get accomplished, you just move forward one step at a time. You just keep your mind open to the possibilities. You keep listening, and solutions come. They just come. Sometimes they come miraculously, but a lot of times they just come a step at a time. You know, and they just come in their own time and in their own place. Now, I haven't been able to find any formula to make them come faster when I want them to come faster. They just come at their own time and at their own place. But I'm going to check the time here. They do come. Sorry. You know, they do come. If you just have enough patience and you just keep moving forward and you just do what needs to be done, everything works out. You know, I've had a bunch of these that have gone way over time, and my father-in-law should be here soon. So I think I'm just going to wrap it up on that. This is Phil Ferrand. I have not made it home, but I intend to make it home sometime today after we figure out what's going with my car, or I have it towed down to the little car place and they take a look at it. Have a great day.